This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the cattle markets for Thursday, March 22nd. Well, cattle markets continuing to push down, taking out those January lows and hitting some stops on the way down as we see the price action accelerating to the downside. This would suggest that your technical formations are probably reaching a climax to the downside, and that would be, I think, more of a temporary low. But with this extension of price action and the kind of acceleration of pressure to the market, I would expect that you're probably, again, blowing out some stops, but also that's typically indicative of a market that's kind of in an exhaustion type of price action. Certainly due to come up for some air, if nothing else. So the bear market clearly intact here. Seasonal highs obviously were established in February. We haven't been able to get anything going in a normal seasonal time frame. So maybe we're going to see a seasonal, maybe a low when you normally see that seasonal high. Sometimes they get flipped on their heads. And again, I think the market's due for a rally. We're due for some sort of corrective action here, come up for some air. But the outlook and the fundamentals clearly are bearish in the live cattle trade. With the feeders, as I've said many times over the last few days, and I still think this, even though the market is pretty much clearly not agreeing, but I think that with the rains coming to the southern and central plains, that will recharge pastures, and ultimately we'll see some demand for grass calves step up here on lighter numbers available outside of feedlots. So the competition from central plains on north, where they're getting pretty decent rains, I think the demand for grass calves is going to be surprising this spring. And right now you're seeing a lot of calves being pulled off of winter wheat pasture that simply couldn't sustain them over the last couple months even, but those who would have grazed out that pasture through April, they're pulling them off. So there's a fair amount of pressure coming into the cash auctions. We're seeing that so far this week as well, where the prices for calves, heaviers and the lighter weights, under some pressure, certainly a weaker tone to the cash auctions so far this week. The feeder cattle index sitting at about 140.95, which is down another 30. So we've been under some pressure there too this week. So the cattle complex, from the live cattle market, we've said this at length, we've talked about this, everybody knows it. We got this mountain of beef coming at us, through most of it centered in the second quarter. Now we're going to get a cattle on feed report out tomorrow, and we'll get another look at that, but we are expecting yet another month of heavy placements because of the drought in the southern plains. Those calves have moved into the feedlots, and they're going to be finishing now in August, September. So we're stretching this window of concentrated beef production from just the second quarter into the third quarter. And of course that comes during the heat of summer, when consumer demand is at its weakest point anyway. So this, frankly, and obviously the futures are expecting that big discounts to the summer month boards, but I think that you're going to see yet more pressure. And that's, now they're talking about trade wars, and it's just not good. It just is not good. And we're seeing this play out, obviously. Market already has factored in a great deal of this expected pressure. And again, that's why I think with this acceleration to the downside, the market will likely snap back here. And then we'll get a more choppy type of price action as you work your way through these weaker cash, what we expect to be weaker cash markets. But again, the feeder cattle market, I think, has a shot of moving higher. Its normal seasonal pattern would be higher through April into early May. So you target that early May time frame, probably want to bring that up a little bit into late April, because I do believe we're still in a bear market, and you would look for those seasonal tendencies, to the seasonal highs to come in early and the seasonal lows to come in late in a fairly well-defined bear market, which I think we're in. But that would be, I think, a big opportunity to get some hedges on as in that late April time window, because you're going to be now headed into the crux of big beef production and the heat of summer for live cattle, which certainly could pull the plug on feeders. And it's also the heart of the growing season for corn, with some guys suggesting it's going to be a drier than normal western Midwest, and with corn acres already expected to be lower, and with corn already in a demand-driven market, which I believe has turned the corner into a bull market, feeder cattle could be right in the crosshairs of some, a number of bearish fundamental factors for it. So there's a market, you know, we're headed into what's normally a pretty strong seasonal uptrend tendency. And again, if the rains are going to continue to come in the Southern Plains, I think we can make that happen. But longer term, it's ultimately going to depend on what the live cattle market is doing, what the feed grain market is doing, both of which could be lined up for a pretty negative impact on feeders. So that's something down the road, you know, a month down the road, we're looking for, if that happens, we're going to be ready. But I think we have a good shot of getting something to the upside in feeders. But we got to, you know, stop the bleeding first. And again, with the acceleration to the downside, I think we're probably in the process of doing that. The cash trade so far this week got rolling early at around 127-ish. We saw more activity yesterday around 126 to 127. That's down about 1 to 2 from last week. Dress trade around 203. That's down 1 from last week. The box beef values were mixed. Choice was up 103 at 224. Select down 35 at 216. The spread is at 799. Movement 123 loads. So the box beef movement has held, box beef values have held together quite well over the last few weeks, but they're starting to show some cracks as well. The packers getting into better numbers. You know, they've really struggled. It's been a paradox here in this cattle trade where we're looking at just huge numbers coming at us here just around the corner, but the packers have struggled to get enough around them in the near term. The cattle coming from the north have been light. The weights have been down a little bit, so they've managed to keep box beef values higher, but they've still struggled to get enough numbers around them. I think that's changing. We'll see that change, especially as we get into April, but for the near term, they've had to pretty much be supportive of cash trade, and the feedlots have been a little resistant. You know, they're current for now, but I would imagine as you get deeper into this cash price, the market really starts to struggle. The feedlots, they'll try to stay current at least initially, but ultimately they're going to resist the lower prices. But we'll see how that goes. That's just a normal type of human reaction to lower prices. And again, I think initially they'll be willing to work with it, but as we get deeper into these big numbers, and the calves are already placed on grass, there's not a whole lot available to refill these pens. Feedlots won't have as much incentive to really push these cattle out, even though they probably should be. So that's usually what happens, and that will add to the bearish sentiment. It will add to the weights, of course, and add to the beef supply at a time when you least need it. We'll see if that materializes, but it's just a heads up that that's usually what happens in these kinds of markets. So that wraps it up for the beef commentary. If you have any questions, feel free to call me at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.